Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Tadena Hatch works with professional women whose soul is calling them to something more. She has a talent for intuitively navigating a course that will take someone from wishing for their dream to living their destiny. Hi, Tadena. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hello. Lovely to be here. Thanks, Anne.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to talk to you today. But do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into today's theme?
Yeah, sure. So I run a business called Soul Business Academy. And what that is about, it's to help people that are in their, or women more specifically, who are no longer feeling aligned in their day role, and they really feel that there's something more that's calling to them. So what I do is I help them to identify and connect with what that calling is, and to help them get ready to start their business and in the wellness field, so that then they can finally live that life that they know is within them.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So what we're talking today has a lot to do with that, hasn't it? Because we're talking about courage. Oh. And now we're just changing the format a little bit of the podcast just to have themes, just to talk about issues that we've seen coming up. And I thought today courage would be a fantastic one to talk about because both of us are authors. Both of us have stepped outside our comfort zones. So I'm thinking, yeah, you're a great person to talk about courage. So do you want to talk a little bit about what courage is to you?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for that. Courage, what is it to me? So when I think about what courage is, I think about what Buddha's quote is, and that is, to live is to suffer. So, and what I take from that is every day we face things that don't necessarily, that give us challenges, and, you know, life can be really tough and hard, and that is actually natural to do that. So I actually think courage is waking up every day and giving it another go. And, you know, apart from the relief of waking up, like, oh, this is good, I get to do it one more day. But then to have courage to step through every single day of your life. So I think courage is every action that we take takes a bit of courage.
Yeah, it's a big thing, isn't it, courage? Because often society seems to mean, like, it comes across that you have to be brave to do this, you have to be like a warrior, and it only comes sometimes, and you've got to wait for courage to come. And it really doesn't, does it? Because living every day in this world that we have at the moment, it actually needs courage to get up every day and face what's out there, because we never know what's coming. There is so much change in technology, there's change in the health system, like in medicine, in everything. And you being in the wellness area, you can see what's actually happening and the struggles that are to recognise different types of modalities in it, isn't it?
Yeah. And look, I don't think there's one person that I've spoken to that isn't suffering in some area. And often people feel that they aren't good enough. Mm. So just having that core, that's where I come back to being courageous. To even if you're feeling that you don't have a place, you might not feel comfortable here, you're in it and you're participating. And it also tells you we're all coming from the same place as well. So everybody having to step into their fear and use their courage every day.
And I know along my journey, I've definitely seen different definitions of courage. And at first I learned that, okay, I need courage to step outside my comfort zone, to take steps, but I couldn't wait for it. I had to actually do something for courage to turn up, to show up. So I had to get that momentum going and stepping. But that's like getting up every day and getting out there and doing the things that you have to do. But then as I've come along, I've been listening to Brené Brown, and I just love her take on it. Like the Latin meaning, I think she said it was, of courage was speaking from the heart. And to me that just sort of resonates so much more, because it, you know, in society at the moment we're saying, you know, keep that wall up, keep everything in, because you don't want to be shown as somebody who's vulnerable. You know, that's weakness, but it's really not, is it? It's speaking from that heart is actually a strength.
100%, because we're living in a world that rewards people for being in their heads. And in fact, you're dismissed as weak as coming from your heart. Mm. And so, yeah, it takes courage to actually own and then step into who it is that you actually are. And I just wanted to mention another quote that I absolutely love that I remember, you know, many times a day. Wayne Dyer said, "Your opinion of me is none of my business." Now, if you just think about that a little bit, that's actually really powerful, because how many times do people not do something because they're worried about hurting somebody else, they're worried about it coming across, they're worried about looking stupid or anything like that? But when he explained it, so I heard it on one of his audio recordings, when he explained it, he was in an auditorium of 1,000 people and he said, "There are 1,000 people here. If I adjusted who I was to please all the different people that are here, then who am I? He will cease to exist." So that's where, you know, comes back to just that living and being who you are takes courage.
Yeah. Totally agree. That's something that changed my world massively, because I was somebody who used to always wonder what people were saying, because I was brought up in that family group where you shouldn't step outside the norms. You didn't want to be seen. You don't do anything that, you know, brings attention or negative attention to you. So you always had to have this mask on or this wall up so nobody could see the real you. When I sort of started thinking about, well, no, you know, I don't need to be thinking about what other people are thinking, because it doesn't matter. I can't please everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, being in a speaking arena, everyone you talk to, like Wayne Dyer, you know that not every single person is going to resonate with you. So you've got to just say, okay, but the ones that are going to resonate with me, they're the ones I'm talking to. They need to hear my message. And that's where speaking from the heart again comes out as, that to me is courage.
And I love what you said about speaking your message there, because when I have conversations, because, you know, I'm talking to people that have a vision for working in wellness, and a lot of them initially feel like, who am I to have this vision? How can I really make a change? But they have such a burning desire to really shift the paradigm. And I say, if you have that feeling inside you, that you feel that there's something to share, there, it must be right. You wouldn't be feeling it if it wasn't right to share.
Mm.
Yeah. But it does take courage to actually open your mouth and share it, because like a lot of people aren't going to like it, but they don't have to. That's where I think we come unstuck. Sometimes people, yeah, think that if somebody doesn't like their message, that there's something wrong with them, instead of, cool, this ain't for you.
Exactly.
It's for someone else.
Yeah.
I wish you well. You know, like, go on. I wish you well. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to also bring up, with you saying about the message, is both of us have recently written our books. Mm. And to me, it was a very cathartic exercise in that I did put my story out there. Mm. I hadn't ever shared as much of my story to a bigger audience like this. I would tell, you know, small amounts of people.
Mm.
But then I thought, well, you know, more women out there really need to hear the story of what I went through, so they can resonate and they can actually go, oh, okay, she's done it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do it.
Mm.
So I found that a process where I needed courage sometimes to keep going and thinking, how much of my story do I need to tell so I get that message out there? And I wondered if you went through the same sort of thing when you were writing your book.
So when I very first started to write the book, I went through that, who am I to have an opinion about things? And then I went to, well, actually, I have an opinion about things. So I had fun exploring what my opinion was. So that was really interesting, to sort of ask myself, what is my opinion? If nobody was watching, if nobody would ever read this, what do I truly believe so much that I want to actually write that down? And so I made it a very personal experience for me about really owning my opinions. And so where I was like, ah, this is scary, was when I got to the point that to hand it over for someone else to read, that was scary. So while I was writing, I felt very safe because it was for me. But when I had to hand it over, that was like, uh-oh, this is getting real very quick.
Yeah, but do you find that it's now very freeing that you've had it put out there, that you feel more confident in what you do because you've actually had that courage to say, hey, this is me. I put my heart and soul in this. Here's my message.
And what I love so much is because I have actually written down what I truly believe, and this is, the message from my heart, I'm finding more and more people that that resonates with. Mm. And so we're like, we're exactly on the same page, like sometimes literally, but I feel it helps you to connect more with people at a deeper level when you actually share what you truly believe rather than play safe, say what's expected. Yeah, because I've worked in a corporate environment for a very long time. And also, as a leader, you've got to be really protective and you've got to, you're protecting your staff, you're playing politics and doing all of that. So you spend a whole lot of time up in your head. And there's so many times you have to bite your tongue, you can't express your opinion. Mm. And out in the real world, it's completely different.
It's definitely different, isn't it? Like I've found the connection with different types of people, once you open up, I'm making much deeper connections with more people. Because before, I had my friends, my close friends, but I kept myself to family and these close friends. And it seemed like a really insulated world. Whereas now that I've been able to have the courage to step up and say, look, I have a message for people. I want people to know about how to change their lives around.
Yep.
I'm actually, attracting those people that want to do it. You're attracting people that, they've got a message as well. You're giving them hope that they can do something. You're giving them the courage because you've done it. And it's opening that role. It's like a bit of a, what do they call it? The ripple effect. So you do it, the next person can do it. And I just love, this whole ripple effect. Like it's just been amazing.
Another aspect of that is, and so again, this is like coming from my past and looking at being in a corporate environment, I was only playing half of me at that there. So as opposed to coming out of that environment and doing something that I feel is soul aligned, and now I can be all of me. So I don't need to hold back with having a conversation about, consciousness, awareness, beliefs. I can actually have these conversations and people are like, me too, rather than being really protective and playing a role. So, rather than being in that corporate world where you're playing a role rather than being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely see the shifting in this world when people, like there are a lot of them speaking out at the moment about how to be authentic and being vulnerable. And like, there's lots of words being bandied around, but to me, it's really about, having the courage to speak from the heart, to be able to get your message out there. And as you say, just to be you, because it takes so much energy to not be you. To have those walls up.
You touched on something that I think is really important to mention. And that's about, the being vulnerable. And in this conversation of courage, that doesn't mean spilling your guts. Yes. It doesn't mean saying everything that's in your past, everything that's ever bad happened to you. In fact, I think it's the opposite of that. Because sometimes, we can so easily accept people talking about their boo-hoo story. Sometimes it's courageous to just, that's what happened to me. That's my past and that's where it is. But that doesn't need to impact who I am now and how I show up in this world and where I get my energy from and how I connect with people. So I think that that's, an important aspect for us to touch on when we're talking about courage. It doesn't mean spilling everything.
No, I agree. And I was thinking while you were saying that is something that I do put in my book and when I talk to my clients is how brave are you to go inside? So let's look at what's been holding you back. Those stories that you keep telling yourself that you think are true that aren't particularly true, you can change your stories you tell yourself. Mm. How brave are you? Have you got the courage to go inside? Address that so that you can move on and be the best version of yourself. And that takes courage. And that is just a matter of getting that head out of the sand, because I know I was at the ostrich with the head stuck in the sand. I didn't want to address those things. Go give me those emotions, stuff them down. But once you actually address those things, you have that courage, address them, your whole life changes, doesn't it? Like your whole view on what happens around you, how you act with people and how you can just have that lightness of being you.
Oh, completely. And, just that enjoyment that you can get out of life, because if you come from a place of courage, which is really letting fear, you know, take a bit of a sidestep or a back seat. And I always say, you know, you thank your fear. You go, okay, thank you for bringing that to my awareness, and this is what I choose to do. So that takes courage. But and when you choose to do that thing that, you know, you may not have done because you were scared to do, that's where that freedom comes. And how many times you talk to people and all they want is that freedom.
Yeah.
You know, the choices to do what it is that they want to do in life without feeling that they can't, you know, can't do things. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having this courage, or noticing when you have it and being that open person, like speaking from the heart, will actually give you that freedom of choice, doesn't it? Like you get to go, well, is this good for me? You start asking yourself better questions. You're saying, is this good for me? Is it good for people around me? You start being more aware of who it affects, you know, how it affects you, who it affects, and what you can actually do to change it.
You know, I love what you just said there, because you're talking about having a conversation with yourself. Because how many times do people not do things that they, oh, you know, so-and-so might say this. They have conversations with others in their head, where the shift is, yeah, really having that conversation with yourself.
Yeah, and it's a good conversation, isn't it? Like not, not that you're a critic going, wah, 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 you know, saying all these negative things. It's having the conversation of stepping back, taking a bit of time to assess the situation so that you know that you're making the best choice for you and for others.
Yeah. It's like being an adult, you know, having an adult conversation with yourself, heaven forbid. Because often, you know, and I still do this sometimes. I still have my little temper tantrums in my own head. Yeah. That toddler sometimes comes out with a vengeance. But that's okay, because I know I've also got the adult there, and I can have that adult conversation with myself, and when I need to nurture myself to talk myself through something that I might be feeling uncomfortable with, to have that courage to do something.
I mean, we don't want to lose that inner child, totally, do we? But sometimes we just have to the adult to step up and say, hey, you know, what's going on here?
But the difference being, you choose when you're being that toddler in your head.
That's right.
Why me? Poor me. It's like, yeah, okay, have I had enough yet? Yeah, okay, time to move on.
Yeah, I've loved it. Well, I think we've just had a great conversation about courage. I hope it helps somebody out there to just think about courage from a different point of view, and that, you know, don't sit around waiting for it. You are living courage every day. You're getting out of bed. And, you know, when you start speaking from the heart or start addressing those things that are holding you back, that takes courage, and that actually opens that whole world for you. So I really want to thank you, Susanna, for joining me today to talk on courage. And, yeah, if people do want to contact you, where are they best, you know, able to contact you and see what you actually do?
Yeah, thanks. I really enjoyed this conversation. I think we touched on some things that, you know, we feel strongly about as well. So this is another component of getting that message out. So, yeah, if somebody wants to, you know, see what it is that I do, the best place to go is to my website. And so that's Soul Business Academy, all one word, .com.au. And then that's where they can connect through social media, have a look at my blogs, or just touch base with me.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Igniters, how do you define courage? Did you get a new perspective on how to see courage now? Susanna gave great advice about speaking your message, and the freedom is in the choices. If you want to contact Susanna, go to her website, soulbusinessacademy.com.au. To identify what is holding you back from achieving your dreams, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.